The New York Times commands, "This man is a woman." By Neil Monroe on January 8, 2022. The New York Times is directing its elite readers to believe that a man named Amy Schneider is the first woman to have won $1 million on the Jeopardy! Quiz show, even though the man has publicly admitted he is a male transgender woman. It is shocking how completely the New York Times has embraced the cause of lying about the biology of sex and of erasing women, responded Natasha Chart, a left-wing critic of the transgender ideology. Amy Schneider is a man, and everybody who knows anything about that knows that a woman did not win that prize, it's just a lie, she added. The January 7 article describes the man as Aishi 12 times as it awards him the status of being the most successful woman on the quiz show. On Friday, she became the fourth contestant and the first woman in the history of Jeopardy! To surpass $1 million in winnings during regular season play. She did so on her 28th game, a runaway in which she won over $42,000, continuing a streak that has captured the attention of game show fans across the country. The report does not acknowledge that Schneider is a man, nor does it even say that he describes himself as a transgender woman. The article marks the newspaper's full compliance with the commands of the transgender activists who insist that each person's sex is determined by their feelings of gender, not by their scientifically verifiable biology. It is a remarkable act of intellectual force to impose this on the newspaper's staff, said Chart. I bet that if you asked each individual person involved in the decisions around this, writing, editing, and publishing, article, each of them would think of themselves as completely powerless and completely without the authority to overcome this general trend. They tell themselves, this has been decided, the train has left the station, this is what we'll have to agree to now. It's absolutely humiliating to be made to lie, Chart added. Similarly, on January 7, Ivy League administrators doubled down on their support for a man who is taking women's swimming records. The league welcomes her participation in the sport of women's swimming and diving and looks forward to celebrating the success of all of our student athletes throughout the season, the group's statement concluded. The New York Times article was posted a few days after a strategy guide by transgender activists admitted the public has already rejected the transgender ideology. Breitbart News reported on December 30 about how the advocacy group is urging allies to conceal transgender advocacy under sympathy for various other groups. Right now, our opposition wins the debate on trans youth in sports against any and all arguments we have tried for our side, admits a messaging guide by the California-based Transgender Law Center. Overall, we can at best elicit sympathy, a passive and often patronizing attitude that alienates our base of current supporters, and fails to generate sustained interest from persuadable audiences of swing voters, said the guide, which is titled Transgender Youth and the Freedom to Be Ourselves. The counter-strategy is to stealthily hook their aggressive ideology to the public's existing sympathy for poor people, women, and racial minorities, according to the messaging guide. Advocates should use the race-class narrative to tell a convincing story of how, by coming together, we can ensure we all have the freedom to be ourselves and support one another. The guide offered several examples of how the advocacy can be concealed, including an ironically titled Authentic Selves pitch that matches the New York Times's coverage of the Jeopardy! Sex scandal. Across our races, backgrounds and genders, we want to be treated with dignity and respect. But today, certain politicians are pushing laws that restrict our freedoms because of the color of our skin, what's in our wallets, or because we are transgender. They exploit divisions and fears among us so they can get and hold on to power, denying us the basic rights, resources, and respect all people deserve. By rejecting this division / passing protections against discrimination, we can ensure each one of us has the freedom to be ourselves, pursue our dreams, and have a good life, no exceptions. Notably, the New York Times article did not describe the man as a biological female. That may be a deliberate step back from a December 30 report, when the newspaper described Schneider with the biological term female three times, including in the headline, Amy Schneider wins the most consecutive Jeopardy! Games of any female contestant. However, the December 30 article did also refer to the fact that Schneider claims to be transgender, not an actual woman. When the opportunity to appear on Jeopardy! arose, she said, she felt unsure about how to discuss her gender identity. In the end, she decided to acknowledge it simply by wearing a pin bearing the trans pride flag during an episode. The two New York Times articles were written by three women: Julia Jacobs, Amy Gross, and Maria Kramer. The names of the editors who approved the articles are not displayed. The staffers clearly care more about the style guidelines put out by gender identity activists and about the potential judgment of social media mobs and their journalistic peers, Chart said, adding, they're not interested in telling the truth anymore. They're interested in avoiding a particular kind of cancellation pressure. They're trying to avoid bullying, so they have joined the mob. They are now perpetuating this idea that it's unconscionable to do anything other than pretend that sex is an act of self-declaration, that sex means nothing in an objective sense. They're perpetuating the idea that it's an unspeakable social faux pas to mention the truth in this case. The newspaper's management, she added, have stopped protecting their employees from what should be regarded as obvious workplace harassment and bullying by the pro-transgender public or their co-workers. The transgender movement is diverse, with competing goals and priorities. The movement includes masculine autogynephilic men who demand sex from lesbians, non-political people trying to live as idealized stereotypes of the opposite sex, and prepubescent children with childish views of sexuality. It includes troubled young men fantasizing about being submissive women, lesbians trying to become men, teenage girls trying to flee a sexual environment twisted by pornography, and gay teenagers trying to escape their minority status by adopting an attempted mainstream male identity. It also includes young people trying to detransition back to their sex and alienated children being guarded by their loving parents from the transgender activists. It includes feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes and people who glamorize the distinctions between the two complementary sexes. The transgender environment also includes revenue-seeking drug companies and medical service providers, wealthy donors, ambitious politicians, manipulative teachers, and professional advocates. It also includes sexual liberationists and many progressives who are eager to liberate people from their bodies, parents who are eager or willing to endorse transgender claims, and journalists eager to help their social peers.